Right now, it is time for the forecast. It's time to bring in Pat Pagano, who's going to be working all week long on what's going to happen at the end of the week. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. We're in to that syndrome where Pat has to get up earlier now.
Yeah.
Especially when there are storms approaching, so I have to get up at least a half hour earlier. And, I'm more tired. But what are you going to do? Winter used to be, when I was younger, folks, winter used to be my favorite season.
You know, you're right. I used to look forward to winter. I used to look forward to the excitement of a storm coming and stuff like that. But now, I'm sorry. I'll take summertime. I know, yes, there's thunderstorms, and yes, but I'll take summer to be excited.
It's definitely a lot easier on me. There's no doubt about that. But okay, so we have a sunny day today with a high 40, clear breezy tonight, low 20s. If the breeze slackens off, then you'll be in the teens. Sunny Wednesday, 35 to 40. Thursday, summer developing clouds, 35 to 40. Thursday night, we do expect snow or wintry mix to develop late. And that should change to rain on Friday. However, it's going to remain, I think, a wintry mix from the Catskills to the Berkshires. Those places could see some heavy accumulations of snow and ice. Elsewhere, whatever does accumulate before it changes over to rain will probably be minimal. At least from what I can tell right now.
Are all the computers in agreement on that?
Pretty much. I mean, it could still change. You know, the storm, if it moves a little bit further offshore and intensifies, then the wintry mix will encompass or engulf much of our listening area. But right now, we're thinking that it's going to be mainly for the higher elevations.
All right.
That's what we're thinking. But we shall see on that, shall we? Meanwhile, today's the 13th.
Yep.
Today's St. Lucie's Day. Mama Pagano said whatever the weather is on St. Lucie's Day, expect similar weather on Christmas Day. So if her little thing continues to be accurate, that would mean we'd have a pretty nice Christmas Day. Let's hope.
Sunny and cold.
Can't ask for more than that.
No. And, you know, after we got this last little storm where 3 to 5 inches of snow, I'm suspicious of this winter. I really am. I'm suspicious. I think a lot of really weird things are going to happen.
Well, I mean, it's possible, as I said.
I'm not just talking about heavy snow. I'm just talking about, I just think it's going to be one of those winters that are wild. That's all, from heavy rain to some snow. I just think we're going to have little bouts of extreme weather all winter long.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but you could be right. And, you know, like I said, my disclaimer at the end of my winter forecast was, even though it's an El Nino winter, anything can and will more than likely happen. And that's what I believe. I don't believe that that you could just, no more anyhow. When you say, oh, La Nina, that's just a cold and dry winter. Case closed. No.
Oh,
yeah. El Nino, oh, that's when the storms pass to the south. It's the milder winter. Case closed. No. I don't care what's in control, whether it's El Nino or La Nina. You're right. Things are going to go topsy-turvy. There's no doubt about it. That's why I'm gearing up for a fun season.
You know, there was a friend of mine posted on Facebook a week and a half ago, standing in a big field, and beautiful green grass. It looked like it could have been standing there in summertime. The grass had not died yet. It was beautiful green grass. And then a week later...
It was...
It's all covered. And when the snow melts and goes away, it'll be brown. But it's just been that type of entry into winter. You know, we had that weekend where we had that cold, steady rain. So we've experienced a little bit of everything already. We just haven't experienced ice yet. We've gotten snow. We've gotten that cold rain. We've gotten warm weather.
I know what you mean. And it put us in the mode, but very, very slowly.
And in the past month, we've had such a variety of weather. I'll say even the past 3 weeks. To me, that sets up a standard of what's probably going to happen during the rest of the winter, because it's been consistently changing.
You're right.
So I think you're going to be a busy guy. And because, of course, we pushed the clocks back, I mean, you have to wait even longer to get your information.
No, it comes
Oh,
out sooner.
so it comes out sooner. Oh,
It comes
okay.
out sooner. Yeah.
Oh,
Yep.
so you like this time of year then for that.
I like that. Yeah. I definitely like that. No doubt about it. The fact that the data comes out a lot sooner. And again, you just have to be, from a forecasting standpoint, you have to be on top of it. What are the models that do well in this kind of a situation? What are the models that don't do well? And you have to balance it out. It's just, mainly a wait and see game. That's really what it comes down to, a wait and see game. But
I put your picture of
of
your
the Christmas tree.
up. So many different people commenting on it.
I'm glad. I hope they like it.
Oh, they're all saying what a beautiful tree.
The tree itself is beautiful. I mean, it's a real tree. It's perfectly shaped. It's a Fraser fir, and perfectly shaped. Am I thrilled with the actual result of the decorating and everything? I think no. I don't think it's one of the better trees that I've done. I think it's nice. I like it, but it's not one of the better. It's just not, Marshall. It didn't enable me to do. I like to put what I have for the trees are called spinners, and you attach these little wires to some of the miniature lights, and then you have things that go on them that will turn them. And I love to put those on the tree because it animates the tree. I don't put many, maybe six or seven. I couldn't do that with this tree because none of the branches would sustain the device that, the actual spinner in the light. It'll pull down the branch. So I couldn't put those on. And then I have some really, really beautiful ornaments, but they're heavy. And I couldn't put those on because the tree wouldn't support it. See, with an artificial tree, you can take those branches, you can bend them any way you want to support anything you want, but not with a real tree. So a lot of the most beautiful ornaments are not on the tree.
All right. Well, what the heck?
What could you do?
Yeah. But it is a gorgeous looking tree. And you know what? Where you have it set up
Right.
it makes it even better. Like I like my tree putting it in front of my big picture window because the lights bounce off of it, and it doubles the brightness and of the tree.
Right.
Where your tree is in a setting where the background goes with the tree. It almost looks like you arranged the background to go with the tree.
Right. Right. And I didn't even take a shot of the mantle in the fireplace, which is done real nice too. But underneath it, it's just the white, whatever they call it, zircle skirt. And I'm waiting for the paper and the bows to arrive. I ordered silver and cranberry bows to match the silver and cranberry ornaments on the tree. And then I'll wrap some gifts and put them underneath the tree and just finish it off. And that is it.
And you've got to go to the Discovery Networks, and you've got to see the decorating of the White House 2022.
Yeah.
It's amazing. They
Really?
decorate
They did
every
that.
they decorate every room. They have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers, and it's absolutely amazing how they do this. It's
Really?
absolutely amazing. And they have, like I said, they probably have 300 or 400 volunteers to put it together. But it's amazing. Every room downstairs where the public can go
Right.
gets decorated. And of course, their private residence upstairs, but still, it really is amazing when you see the work that goes into decorating the White House.
Oh,
And the person that directs it all is the First Lady.
Really?
The first lady lays out what she wants, and Mrs. Biden has done hers. Remember Donald Trump's wife? She directed all the first ladies do this. So
okay.
But it's amazing. And so someone who likes to decorate the tree, I think you'd enjoy that program.
Okay, you said it's on HGTV, right?
It's on the Discovery Network, but I think it's HGTV. Yeah, HGTV? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're just talking to your remote, decorating the White House 2022.
It'll come up.
It'll come up, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I think you'll like the show.
Okay.
All right, so I don't know if I'll like the forecast, but give it to us before we say sayonara for today.
It's sunny today, 40. Low 20s tonight. Sunny tomorrow, 35 to 40. Clouds come in Thursday, 35 to 40. And then we have wind with a wintry mix going over to rain, except from the Catskills to the Berkshires.
All right, Pat. We got the details. We'll check in tomorrow and see what's going on.
Okay, Marshall, you have a good one.
You too. Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.